Now Morwen went to Nienor and said, "Farewell, daughter of Húrin. I go to seek my son, or true tidings of him, since none here will do aught but tarry till too late. Await me here until haply I return." Then Nienor, in dread and distress, would restrain her, but Morwen answered nothing and went to her chamber. And when morning came, she had taken horse and gone. Now Thingol had commanded that none should stay her or seem to waylay her. But as soon as she went forth, he gathered a company of the hardiest and most skilled of his march wards, and he set Mablung in charge. "Follow now speedily," he said, "yet let her not be aware of you. But when she is come into the wild, if danger threatens, then show yourselves, and if she will not return, then guard her as you may. But some of you I would have go forward as far as you can, and learn all that you may." Thus it was that Thingol sent out a larger company than he had at first intended, and there were 10 riders among them, with spare horses. They followed after Morwen, and she went south through Region, and so came to the shores of Sirion above the twilight mirrors. And there she halted, for Sirion was wide and swift, and she did not know the way. Therefore now the guards must needs reveal themselves. And Morwen said, "Will Thingol stay me, or late does he send me the help he denied?" "Both," answered Mablung. "Will you not return?" "No," she said. "And I must help you," said Mablung, "though it is against my own will. Wide and deep here is Sirion, and perilous to swim for beast or man." "Then bring me over by whatever way the elven folk are used to cross," said Morwen, "or else I will try the swimming." Therefore Mablung led her to the twilight mirrors. There, amid creeks and reeds, ferries were kept hidden and guarded on the east shore. For by that way messengers would pass to and fro between Thingol and his kin in Nargothrond. Now they waited until the starlit night was late, and they passed over in the white mists before the dawn. And even as the sun rose red beyond the blue mountains, and a strong morning wind blew and scattered the mists, the guards went up onto the west shore and left the girdle of Melian. Tall elves of Doriath they were, grey-clad and cloaked over their mail. Morwen from the ferry watched them as they passed silently. And then suddenly she gave a cry and pointed to the last of the company that went by. "Whence came he?" she said. "Thrice 10 you came to me. Thrice 10 and 1 you go ashore." Then the others turned and saw that the sun shone upon a head of gold, for it was Nienor, and her hood was blown back by the wind.